As we celebrate the first Coventry Pride and the first equal marriage in Coventry at the Unitarian Chapel, as we've just been hearing, I've been seeing a lot of pictures of rainbows around our city, reminding me of the rainbows that appear in the Bible. First, Noah saw the rainbow after the flood, Ezekiel saw the rainbow during a storm, and the Apostle John had a vision of the rainbow surrounding the throne of God. The appearance of rainbows to these people are all powerful reminders that God always has a purpose, even in the storms. The rainbow is a truly beautiful phenomenon. It amazes me every time I see one, and whenever I do, I stop for a minute and admire it. But have you ever seen one on a sunny day? Well, I would guess not, and that's because a rainbow appears in the sky at the end of a storm. To see one, you have to weather the storm first, just as it is with our lives as we walk with Christ. We cannot see a rainbow without a special set of meteorological events, yet the elements for a rainbow are always around us, and what we see is light broken up into its distinct colours. Like these rainbows, there is infinitely more in God than you or I will ever be able to see. We see the colours arranged in their proper order. They are all there. Not one is out of place and not one is left out. The colours cannot be separated from each other. They blend together perfectly, but yet are distinct. Just like God's people, unique, yet bound together to form a glorious array. And last of all, a rainbow has no beginning or end, a wonderful symbol of God's love for us. As mentioned earlier, God reassured Noah with a rainbow, saying, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." And it now reassures us that God is always faithful to his promises. Notice here that God said the rainbow was not only a reminder to us, but also a reminder to him. Now, I wouldn't have thought that God would need a reminder, for he's omniscient, but rather that this is a further reassurance that he will keep his promise. So next time you see a rainbow, whether it's in the sky, or perhaps when you're visiting Pride at Fargo Village today, be reassured of who God is and what he is doing.